it's crumbling our mouth.
Let me dig into your brain. Folks falling like rain. Probably they got me selling things. Guess I'm gonna explain. Jane is roped up, no
crumbling herb.
But still, when Drake got action, they sweat like keep all of my teeth. I take it upon myself to handle mine. Thinking that you got ample time to do this.
Catherine Hiller is a lady who we first talked to at the age, I believe, of 68. Then we talked to her again at the age of 69. There is a common thread. Well, two common threads. Number one, she smokes marijuana every day.
Yeah, she has a book out, I think, called The Marijuana Memoirs.
That's right. That's one interesting thing about her. Another interesting thing is that when we talk to her, even though Seth sets up the interview and says, you're talking to Drew Garabo live, she still hasn't quite grasped that Drew Garabo is the host of the show, and she thinks that she is talking to Seth Kushner. Ladies and gentlemen, it is Ms. Catherine Hiller. Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Hi, Seth. I'm fine. No.
All right. Well, Catherine, listen, it's been a pleasure speaking with you as always.
Thank you, Seth. Lots of fun.
So that's one, and then here's another.
That was from last year, by the way.
Yeah, here's the first time we spoke to her, and I hope that you get to 69 with no problems whatsoever.
Thank you, Seth. This has really been fun. It's really nice to be outspoken about this plant.
Yes, it is. Thank you very much, and have yourself a great day. Okay, sweetheart?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So a little...
What a doll.
She is a doll face. It is just a little off-putting when she calls me Seth.
Why is that?
I don't know. Now I relish it, but it really... It didn't always... Didn't always sit well with me.
Well, I mean, do you still want to talk to her?
Oh, yeah.
She's
no,
on
I love
hold.
Her. Oh, right. Yeah. No, I love her to death. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. All right. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
The book is The Marijuana Memoirs. It's 420. It's a great day to talk about the miracle plant, in my opinion. And I think we're seeing the stigma disappear year after year.
And I feel like she has smoked, I think, every day for over 50 years?
Yeah.
Let's find out. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show for the third consecutive year, Ms. Catherine Hiller. Hi, Catherine.
Hi, Seth.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thank you. Yes, my claim to fame is having smoked pot almost every day for 50 years and emerging from it a sane and whole human being. That is my claim.
That is some claim. I remember when we spoke to you several years ago, Catherine, that you were at the time smoking the regs, and then I think last year you had upgraded to the hydro. What is the state of your current weed, ma'am?
Well, this year I've added other things into the mix a little bit.
Oh?
I was asked to give a reading in Northampton, Massachusetts, and I was trapped by a blizzard. So I had to stay an extra day with a cannabis enthusiast, and you know how difficult that was for me.
Oh, I bet it was just torture.
It was. And I got to sample different things. I got to sample edibles, which didn't seem to work all that well for me, but
okay.
I sampled a tincture, which is, you know,
we've done the tincture.
Liquid, and it gets put under your tongue. So it gets absorbed by your mucous membranes, and it was very quick and very pleasant, and I thought a wonderful alternative to smoking pot.
Yes, the tincture is a wonderful way. Are you familiar with the dabs that the kids are doing these days? These kids have taken marijuana to new heights, pun intended, Ms. Hiller.
Yes. Well, I don't know. No, I haven't come in contact with them. Oh. You know, I'm in a state where it isn't legal, so.
Oh, yeah.
And never stopped in about it.
We're trying to get it figured out here in Florida. The voters passed the medicinal marijuana initiative, but as usual with our ass backwards government, they can't figure out how to implement it because, you know, we're Florida. John, would you be so good as to explain to Catherine, what a dab is and how she could get the most marijuana enjoyment for her marijuana dollar.
Well, Ms. Hiller, how this works, I imagine you may have seen it, but if you're ever in Florida, feel free to stop by.
Thank you.
What you do is you take the extract that is an oil base, which is very, very pure. You then have a nail that's connected to something like a water pipe, and you have to take a blowtorch and heat that nail up until it is glowing red, and then you take just the slightest little dab of your marijuana extract.
That seems very involved, John.
Sounds like crack.
Gee, I don't know if I want to get a blowtorch involved.
And then you just place your little dab right there on the molten hot nail and inhale the vapor that is created through the water pipe.
And then be prepared to be stuck to your couch for 6 hours.
That's right.
Well, six may be a bit too much. I wouldn't mind trying it sometime, but I don't want to burn the house down, you know?
Sure. It's certainly understandable. The book is called Just Say Yes, A Marijuana Memoir by Catherine Hiller, a book about one woman's experience as a longtime pot smoker. Have you seen, gosh, in your life, you certainly have seen marijuana go from something that was given a name that was supposed to be threatening to the American people. You give it a devil's name like marijuana. You've seen it stigmatized. You've seen it demonized. Then gradually accepting where now we have several states who have legalized it for recreational purposes. Forget about medicinal. How does that feel to see this plant, this miracle plant, go from such a bad thing to such a widely accepted thing?
Well, if you'll forgive the pun, it's high time. This is ridiculous that it's been illegal for so long in so many states. And actually, I was expecting it would be legal much, much sooner in its history. After all, in the 70s, most people thought that it was just around the corner. Mm. And what happened was it was sort of re-stigmatized in the 80s and 90s. So fewer people were using it, fewer people were admitting to using it. And what's happened in the last few years has been quite a thrill. Legalization just this year in California, Nevada, Maine, and Massachusetts, which is not far from my own state, so I'm very happy about Massachusetts.
Sure.
You know, obviously, I wanted to take a trip to the Berkshires as soon as it's available.
Of course.
So, yeah, and Canada, look at Canada, the second nation to legalize pot after Uruguay, and it's a lot closer to me than Uruguay. So
it sure is. I thought that was pronounced you are gay. That's not pronounced you are gay. I guess I was wrong on that one.
Well, I don't know. It depends who's talking.
It's a solid point.
So when can we're talking to.
When can we come and visit you and just all take a bubble bath and just all smoke together? When can we make that happen, Catherine?
Oh, well, my bathtub isn't that big.
Oh,
but
that
you're welcome to visit me for a nice smoke anytime. Listen, if you're coming up to my area, just give me a holler and we'll have some fun.
We would certainly do that. At marijuanamemoir.com, there is a 420 contest today. Now, when we first talked to you, you had smoked weed about every day for the past 50 years. Are you still partaking with great regularity, or are you skipping a day here or there, Catherine?
Well, I do partake with great regularity, but I think it's important to say that once in a while I'll take a break for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
And I'll do that when, say, I'm traveling in a foreign country and it seems too much hassle to worry about it and so on. And or also just to make the experience more intense when I return.
What type of music do you listen to when you smoke the weed?
Oh, I don't know. I listen to folk rock, or I also love to listen to classical music, Baroque music like Bach. Oh. And one of my great aesthetic pleasures of all time is to get stoned in some kind of church parking lot and sort of sneak in and listen to great church music.
Naughty, naughty. Look at you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe how bad you are. Bad, bad girl.
I know, but I feel like I may go to hell, but I feel like I'm in heaven.
Just getting high listening to Bach in a church parking lot. Doesn't get any better than that. Yes, a question for Catherine Hiller.
Catherine, have you ever snuck marijuana onto an airplane or anywhere before like that?
Good question.
But I don't do it anymore. I want to tell everybody who may be listening that, you know, since I've published my book, I have to be more careful. And there are these full-body scanners. I don't know what they pick up. I used to wrap a couple of joints, you know, in tissue paper and stick them in my bra. I have no idea if these could be seen or not now. So,
sure.
Stop doing that. Getting a little more sane. The senior citizen is not boarding an airplane with any marijuana.
Great, especially not in the bra. You ever think about going up the snooch?
Never. Gosh, no.
You know, if I had one, I would probably do that. And
I don't know what you'd do if you had a snooch.
Oh, I certainly do. And it rhymes with never leave the house. I was looking up some weed facts because BuzzFeed today put out 17 things you probably didn't know about weed. And, you know, the reason we have such a stigma, and back in the 1930s, the head of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics claimed that weed, his name was Harry Anslinger, claimed that weed led to jazz music, which he called satanic, and that it made white women want to have sex with people of color. And he once said, quote, "Reefer makes darkies think they're as good as white men." So they, from the very beginning, were playing on America's fears, America's racist fears, and trying to demonize this plant. Where, thank God, here we are in 2017, and we can talk about it freely, and you can even imbibe. Are you high right now?
No. I never give interviews high. I really think I'm more articulate when I'm straight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I do.
Good for you. We certainly respect that.
Well, how about you on the other end? What's going on over there?
Regrettably, clear-minded, unfortunately. I'd love to say that I'm hazy as hell and that my eyes are red and that I'm stoned to the bejesus. But unfortunately, I've been the biggest thing I took as an intoxicant today is that new unicorn frappuccino from Starbucks. And I only had a few sips of that, and I'm certainly not high off that.
I hope not, no. Yeah. Well, listen, the show will end. We'll go back. We'll go back to our various places and enjoy getting high again, no doubt.
Yeah.
But do make sure that your listeners are participating in my contest at marijuanamemoir.com, marijuanamemoir.com, and just put your memory related to weed onto the site, and the best three memories in the next week will get a copy of my book.
Oh,
and I'm excited to get some new stories up there.
Yeah, well, that's great. Here's mine right here. The first time I got high, wait, what?
Well, you know, I have some prompts on the site, and the first time I got high always gets me the most, you know, the most entries. Everybody remembers that.
For
sure. The other prompts are my most memorable high, close encounters with the law, scoring, and then there's an omnibus category. Anything else you feel like saying? So you could, you know,
the omnibus.
Shape your memory to those prompts.
How much weed are you buying at one time? Are you buying in bulk or just an eighth here and there?
Well, this is a little tricky here.
Yeah.
Under an ounce, because that's what I can, you know, legally have in my state without incurring a punishment.
But
I have a kind of family friend who comes by these days.
Oh, those are good
and
friends.
That's really nice. You know, he knew about my book, and one day he whispered in my ear, by the way, I also do blah, blah, blah. I said, oh, do you? And do you deliver? And he said, yes, I do.
Oh.
So he's become my guy of choice.
That is awesome. That's a great guy to have. Well, listen, Catherine Hiller has a B.A., summa cum laude from Brooklyn College, Ph.D.
And I was smoking pot then, by the way, while I got my summa cum laude.
Ph.D. from Brown University. She's been smoking marijuana consistently for the last 50 years. You do a lot to erase the stigma of the demon weed, and we always love talking to you, Catherine. Please, I hope we talk to you again next 420, and you just keep doing exactly what you do, young lady.
Oh, thank you. And I thank you for the young lady part, too. That's kind of nice.
Well, absolutely. No question about it. Well, on behalf of all of us here, continued good health and success, Catherine, and be well, would you?
Thanks, Seth. Bye-bye.
Baited her right into it, Seth.
She gets better every year.
She does, man.
Man, I'd love to hang out with her.
Me, too. I'd do it again.
By the way, she's high.
Right now?
Yeah.
No,
I don't think so.
She's high from the time she wakes up.
No. She sent me an email and said, hey, it's 420. You think she's been holding out all day?
No.
Maybe she did a wake and bake and it's kind of, you know, worn off.
Well, you know, she probably does so many interviews on 420. It keeps her from smoking a lot.
Yeah, that's true. She don't have time to smoke.
Yeah, she's working.
Oh, now I got to talk to WBCX.
She got to support the book.
Right.
You know?
As long as she just keep calling me Seth, we're good.
Only on this show do we support books that have been out for like 7 years.
Right. Yeah, and guests calling me the wrong name. Sue, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How are you, Sue?
Boy, that's a tough act to follow.
She sure is.
Yeah, she's incredible. She's incredible. Well, when I heard that you were going to have this lady, and I just recently moved down to Florida about a year and a half ago and moved into a 55-plus community.
Oh, yeah, we have a lot of those down here. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Oh, I did. Well, I did because I was looking for a couple years before I moved. Mm. And me and my husband moved down here, and I can't tell you, I'm like one of the younger ones. Everybody smokes.
Everybody in the 55-plus community?
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I mean, people like in their 70s, 80s, definitely 80s.
Wow.
A lot of people.
Man, I'll tell you, if I ever do it again, I would be much more inclined to smoke with an 80-year-old than an 18-year-old. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like I'm going to tell you, you know, you talk to these people, because I'm, like I said, I'm in the 50s range, you know, and you talk to these people in their 80s, and they can tell you, like, they were smoking in the 40s, the 50s, and they've been doing it all their lives. They've never seen anything wrong with it.
Hell yeah. I'll tell you what. You get together a session, and I will show you. You get a stone mahjong session or a stone Yahtzee session out there, and I am there.
Let's go to the pool.
Absolutely.
We bring drinks. We
I'm
burn
in.
Before we get there.
I'm in.
And you're in.
I'm in. Thank you.
It would be fun.
Thank you, darling.
I'll bring the blowtorch.
You know, it's funny, too, because I was joking with her for a second, and about halfway through the phone call, it hit me that she's less than 10 years older than I am, and she lives in a 55-plus community. Like that
you got to get in early.
That was a very sobering thought.
Yeah, I think being the youngest guy in those areas, you clean up. It. Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get the view in those communities if you're moving in at 80. You got to get in there early.
And think of all the wills you can get written into.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I would like to leave everything to my young Latino lover.
Just keep flipping it.
Hello, darling. I'm ready to. Thanks, Seth.
No problem. I just set up the interviews and conduct them as well.
I didn't think she was going to say it at the end, but she sure did.
Well, she appreciates a good interview.
Oh, she does.
Yeah. You want me to yell at her? You want to tell her that she screwed it all up?
Oh, no, I love her. Okay. We're about to play a little game we like to call Sticky or Vicky. Seth will read a phrase, a word, and SBK and I have to debate whether it is Sticky, a strain of marijuana, or Vicky, a Victoria's Secret fragrance.
Do you guys think Lou and Brian did this morning?
They did. Nikki said she was going to take this to Chicago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we asked her on the air. I said, have you stolen anything from us? She said, I'm definitely doing Sticky or Vicky on 420.
I wonder if they did it.
They probably shot it down.
Yeah, they probably told her no, you know, do something different or something like
and
that.
And this was Danielle's idea. It was her game we used to do on the Morning X, and she was not able to come in today, so I put it together. I hope I've done a good enough job.
I'm sure you have. All right, let's get my music out here.
I'll let you know depending on who wins.
Hey, Brittany, who's going to win this game of Sticky or Vicky? Will it be Drew R. Garabo or Soul Brother Kevin?
Soul Brother Kevin.
Fine. Matt, you're stuck with Drew R. Garabo, so I'm going to try to win for you, okay?
Sounds good, buddy.
Thank you for believing in me. All right, so names as buzzers?
Yeah, names as buzzers. If you get it wrong, you lose a point.
If we get it wrong, we lose a point.
That is correct, or you can just buzz in all day and try to guess.
Oh, I forgot that about it. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you get it right, you get a point.
Yes. Okay. If you get it wrong, you go down a point. And John is keeping score. So
am I.
So who knows?
All right.
Marijuana strain or Victoria's Secret scent. Are you guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
First one, strawberries and champagne. Drew.
That is a Victoria's Secret scent.
You are correct.
1 point for Drew.
Next one, green crack.
Kevin. That is weed.
That is weed. Green crack. Its the name may be green unsavory crack to some, but that hasn't kept this strain from flying off the shelves of storefronts across Colorado.
Green
next one.
Crack.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Wow. Yeah.
That's
next sativa. One. Coconut.
Kevin. Victoria.
Coconut Sunset is a Victoria's Secret scent.
Oh, man.
SBK taking the lead 2-1.
Next one on Sticky or Vicky. Winter Cranberry.
Kevin.
I think Drew got it.
I think Drew got it.
Okay.
What was it again? Winter Cranberry?
Winter Cranberry.
That's a Victoria's Secret fragrance.
You are correct.
Oh, my God. I didn't think it was.
All tied up.
Okay, 2-2.
Sticky or Vicky. Drew versus SBK. The next one, Barry White.
Kevin. That's weed.
You got that Barry White. Yeah.
Barry White is a hybrid strain that is the offspring of parents of near celebrity status in the cannabis world, Blueberry and White Widow.
Yeah.
There you go.
White Widow.
The next one.
Me and John like that.
Pear Glace.
Drew.
Kevin.
Drew.
That is a Victoria's Secret franchise fragrance.
You are correct.
Franchise.
All tied up 3-3.
The next one. Dream.
Kevin. Victoria.
You are correct.
Oh, wow.
That might have been the toughest one.
That was a tough one.
That was a really tough one. That's a Victoria's Secret fragrance.
It is, yes.
Dream.
Yes.
All right.
Are you interested?
No.
It's on sale on eBay.
And then yes.
$7.99. The next one on Sticky or Vicky, Mr. Nice.
Drew. Seven.
Drew.
That is definitely a marijuana strain.
Mr. Nice is a cross between the legendary G13 strain and the hash plant. It is marijuana.
Yeah, G13's no joke.
All tied up 4-4.
Wow.
How many left?
I got like 8 left, all maybe right. 6 left.
Oh, very wow. good.
Lost in Fantasy.
Drew. Victoria's Secret.
Victoria's Secret is correct.
That was a total guess.
See, that's tough.
Oh, my God. Oh, jeez, Louise. 5-4 me.
5-4 Drew.
Next one, Jilly Bean.
Kevin. That is Sticky.
Kevin is correct. Jilly Bean is described as being an upbeat and hybrid happy with flavors of tangy orange and mango.
Oh, just like our own Jilly Bean that calls our show.
What's the score, John?
Right now we are tied up 5-5.
Wow.
Next one, Passion Struck.
Drew. Kevin.
Drew.
Passion what?
Passion Struck.
That is Victoria's Secret.
You are correct. Next one, Candyland.
Kevin.
Kevin.
That's Sticky.
That is Sticky. Candyland was a gold medalist of the 2012 KushCon.
No one's missed one yet.
No. These
six
are
six to six.
You guys are getting good at this game.
I could throw a flag here.
Why? Why? There is a weed strain called.
No, there is one where Drew said Drew first.
And then he asked
and
him.
Then he said, yeah. What was that? Yeah, well, he repeated it.
That's
I'm
true.
Just saying, because I lose, I'm going to throw that out.
I shouldn't have done that.
He actually did it twice.
Shouldn't have done
that. All right, you know what? I'm going to make this one 2 points because
of that. All right, there you go.
All right. I did Candyland.
Yes.
Let's go with Secret Escape.
Drew, that is Victoria's Secret.
Drew is correct.
It's got Secret in the name.
Two-pointer.
Let's do three. This one's 3 points.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Moby Dick.
Kevin.
Drew.
Kevin.
That's Sticky.
That is Sticky.
Smoking that Moby Dick.
For 3 points.
Moby Dick originating in Amsterdam. Moby Dick's high THC content makes it one of the strongest sativas.
If you see that in Victoria's Secret's run.
Yeah, no doubt. You want to see Victoria. Man, people just suck down that Moby Dick. Huh?
John, what are we looking at here?
SBK is in the lead 9-8.
That is true.
9-8. Last one right here.
Oh, geez. This is it. It's for the game.
2-pointer right here.
Okay.
Sticky or Moby.
Oh.
I got him on the reset. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes.
Hold on. No. All right.
Obama.
True.
Oh, man.
Come on, dude. That's a secret.
Ain't no Obama in Victoria's Secret.
I'm sorry. I was saving Obama, Kush, and Moby Dick for last. I'm sorry.
Woo! Drew is your winner, 10-9.
I think Kevin's playing this game under protest, though.
No, I'm okay. I'm all right.
Matt, congratulations, dude. What are we going to give him, John?
We've got tickets to check out the Storm take on Cleveland.
There you go. It's perfect. 4-pack of tickets, right?
Yeah, 4-pack of tickets.
Matt, congratulations. You got a 4-pack of tickets to go check out the Storm.